The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Savage Nation. Lou Pate here with you, filling in for the doctor, who's recharging his batteries at the end of the year. Well deserved, and he'll return next week, I'm sure, with a fire in his belly. In the meantime, I'm going to be here with you for the next 3 hours and again tomorrow. Glad to be back here on the home of Unprotected Talk. Check out all things on michaelsavage.com. The site is updated throughout the day, so it's for probably the best news site out there. You don't even have to go to all the newspapers, all the news stories you need there. Of course, follow the doctor on Twitter at A Savage Nation and on Facebook. Never underestimate the power of Facebook and Twitter. Remember, there are numerous sites out there, and Dr. Savage's page is the one with his book on it. Government Zero, no borders, no language, no culture. If you miss the opportunity to give it as a Christmas gift, well, the end of the year is here. We're on the cusp of a new year. This book is a roadmap. It is a blueprint for the times we are living in. If you want the answers to the test as to what's coming up in the year, Government Zero. No borders, no language, no culture. And I kid you not. I'm going to cite some examples from the book just to show you what I mean. If you have it, you're one of the fortunate ones. Buy it for a friend. And if you don't have it, buy it for yourself. Trust me on that. Just you know what? I've got my notes here and everything, but I just want, just quickly. I was hooked on this book in the first 9 words. Chapter 1, Government Zero, what is Government Zero? There is and I quote, "There is a dance of death in the West." That was it. I was hooked at that point, and then the rest is just it's a fantastic read. And I'll just go through this real quick before I get to the issues at hand. And of course, we want to hear from you on the Savage Nation. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. This is from Government Zero, Chapter 1, What is Government Zero? I wasn't going to do this. I'm just changing it up, guys. Watch. "There is a dance of death in the West and actual death in the Middle East, courtesy of the Islamo-fascists. Meanwhile, the Caesar in the White House entertains himself with 1,000 sycophants partying on behind closed doors as if the Islamo-fascist hand will not touch him. He thinks he's protected from this new plague, the Black Death of radical Islam." That's what got me hooked, and that's just the first paragraph. So if you like that, you're definitely going to love Government Zero, no borders, no language, no culture. Don't take it from me. Read it yourself. You'll see. I mean, that first paragraph hooked me. But we've got a lot to get to today. There is a lot going on in the world regarding terrorism. We've got the U.S. caught spying on our own ally in Israel. Now, I know a lot of countries spy on each other, and you try to get information that's been going on since the beginning of time. But given these times, given the Islamist fascists, given ISIS, given the terrorism that we face now here on our own soil, to have our own ally in the Middle East be someone who we are really showing a lot of disrespect to is troubling. This goes back to before Obama was even president. Now, this is not just the normal spying on Israel or on one of our other neighbors. That's normal for the spy world. Okay, let's not pretend that doesn't happen. This is not so much the U.S. spying on Israel. It is really targeting Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu, Benjamin Netanyahu. That's what Obama was doing. It was Obama targeting Bibi. We will get to that. We'll talk about the details of that. Of course, we have Iran firing on a U.S. warship, or at least a missile landed 1,500 feet from a U.S. warship. Kind of makes you question. That deal? What? $150 billion of your money? Free reign to create nukes in 8 to 15 years. Of course, the promise of wiping Israel off the map is there again. Truly an amazing phenomenon. Giving away the store on that, and now they're teasing us. It is truly amazing the lack of respect that this administration has for Israel, our one ally in the region. And again, in Government Zero, No Borders, No Culture, No Language, No Culture, you can read, as Dr. Savage chronicles, Benjamin Netanyahu's address to Congress in March of earlier this year. And I don't want to give a spoiler alert, but he compares him to Winston Churchill. You know, not bad company to be in. A little closer to home, not that the Israel stuff doesn't affect you, comes the first of the year in the state of California, the state that Dr. Savage calls home. Police may confiscate guns without notice as of January 1st, 2016. That's the day after tomorrow, my friends. Again, no, there's nothing wrong with your radio. There's nothing wrong with your phone if you're listening on your phone or tablet. It's working fine. I enunciate properly. The police in California may confiscate guns without notice as of January 1st, 2016. We'll talk more about that. And then in my own former home, where I lived for very long, long years. Made some good friends there, but they were long, long years living in Seattle. They actually have a gun tax. A gun tax on ammunition. They're anti-gun up there, so they can't make the guns illegal. So they're going to have a gun tax. We'll talk about that. There's a Seattle judge that upheld the city's new fee for guns and ammunition, dubbed the gun violence tax. You're living in America. This stuff is going on. A gun tax. Disney getting in on the action. We'll touch on all of this. Disney putting up metal detectors. It's under the guise of caring about your safety. But really, who carries a gun to Disney? If you have a concealed carry, I live in the state of Florida, and you want to go to Disney World, you might bring your gun. I've talked to a lot of gun owners. They say they bring it, but they leave it in the car. This is to get guns, just to get people, to separate people from their guns. It has nothing to do with Disney saying, oh, we worried about terrorism, San Bernardino, Paris. No, it's just another way to stop you from carrying your gun on one particular day. Let me put it to you this way. If the terrorists are going to go on a very soft target to Disneyland or Disney World or any of the Disney resorts, they're not going to go through the turnstile. They're not going to wear a vest. They're not going to have a backpack bomb. What they're going to do is storm the place and just start firing. They're going to be dressed like ninjas. And we'll talk about that as well. But there's some good news coming out of my current home state of Florida. They're actually, this was from last week, the Florida state colleges are asking the legislature for money, $74 million, so that they can enhance security, police and armed security on campuses. And the bill includes a campus carry bill for students. So no more mass shootings, and if terrorism comes, they're going to have a battle on their hands. And I'd like to know how you think about all of that. And don't forget to go to michaelsavage.com. There's a free sign up there for the Michael Savage newsletter. Again, michaelsavage.com. Free. Who gives away anything free these days? So free sign up for the Michael Savage newsletter. Again, our phone number, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Before we get to our issues at hand and our calls, I just want to comment on something. I was thinking about this with the whole reference to Government Zero, no borders, no language, no culture. I am from the Bronx. Back to Dr. Savage, who's also from the Bronx. And when I hear him play the older music, it brings me back to when I was a kid. My parents and my grandparents would play a lot of those same songs. And I'm not calling Dr. Savage old. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying he's got good taste in music. But it brings me back to a time when I was much younger. All that means is we are of different generation. And I think back to the Bronx and how it now epitomizes what's going on in the country. And what I mean by that is, except for where my family still lives in the northeast corner of the Bronx, it's going downhill fast. It's going downhill fast because there are no borders. There are no language. There is no culture. There is no American culture. It's everybody there who refuses to assimilate. I remember the days I had relatives up on the Grand Concourse, and Dr. Savage will remember this. The Grand Concourse, it was like Park Avenue, okay? The majestic buildings, the doormen dressed to the nines, class and dignity, opening the doors for the patrons. Now a lot of it's just, it's the hood. It's rent control. A lot of it is just disgusting. The Grand Concourse in the Bronx, which leads to Fordham Road, used to be a shopping mecca. Now it's disgusting. They got walls around the esteemed university of Fordham University because around it, it's horrible. It's dangerous. And it is now infiltrated with a lot of people who have come to this country. They're not immigrants, per se. Technically, they are. What they are kind of invaders. Because they come here, they don't want to learn the language, they don't want to contribute to society, and they just they don't own homes, most of them. Some do. Not all bad people. And they just destroy everything because they just don't care. It's like they think the streets are paved with gold. They think that my old borough of the Bronx, you know, had its once majestic time, like it fell from the sky, like in The Wizard of Oz. No, it's not like that. It was hard work. Hard work by immigrants, such as my grandparents, who came over here in like the 1912 and the 14, 1916, and millions of others, German, Irish, Greek, Italian, and they contributed, and they worked hard, and they assimilated. But what I see now when I look in the West Bronx, and I'm in the Northeast, I see no borders, no language, no culture, at least not American culture, and what I see is a lesser way of living. And the government likes this. The current administration likes this, okay? Because as it says in Government Zero, and I quote, a government that exists by itself, of itself, and for itself must destroy the truth because the truth sets people free. And there are so many communities around the United States that are going the way of the Grand Concourse in the Bronx and Fordham Road, used to have Alexander's and the majestic movie theater there. I forget what it was called, the Palace or something like that. It was like better than a Broadway play just to see a movie at these theaters. Now, the streets are filthy. Nobody cares. It's just gross. It's just gross. And it's a sad state of affairs because we're losing our symbolism. We're losing our traditions. We're losing the bedrock of what made this nation great. Why people want to come here and ruin a good thing instead of being part of a good thing is beyond me. But we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We're going to talk about spying on Israel, Iran firing on a warship or dang near close to it, police confiscating your guns in California, and of course a violence tax in Seattle. Oh boy, oh boy. We've got a lot to get to. I want to post it all here, but Obama was voted by Gallup the most admired man in the world. We could have some fun with that later. If you want to get in on the conversation, we'll get right to your calls. 800-855-400-SAVAGE. Again, free sign up for our Michael Savage newsletter at michaelsavage.com. You are listening to the home of Government Zero. No borders, no language, no culture. My name is Lou Pate on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUYC.
Welcome back to A Savage Nation. Lou Pate here with you. I remember the home of Government Zero, no borders, no language, no culture. It's truly amazing what is going on in the world that our United States is spying on our number one ally in Israel. And as I explained to you at the top of the monologue there, that This is not the United States spying on Israel. That is normal. Enemies spy on each other. Allies keep an eye on each other to make sure what's going on. This was the National Security Agency eavesdropping on Benjamin Netanyahu. Remember, earlier this year, there was, you don't, you might not remember, there was a huge election. And Netanyahu wasn't sure whether he was going to be reelected. Plus, he was coming to speak in front of a joint session of Congress. And he hit it out of the park there. As I mentioned, Dr. Savage compared him to Winston Churchill. And now it has been revealed that during that time, they were spying on, they're saying, Israel. And during the course of this spying, they picked up conversations from our own politicians. This is the whole, you know, NSA spying thing. Now, the White House was afraid, the administration was afraid that they were going to kind of get caught with their pants down when it came to spying on their own members of government. And now it has come out, the Wall Street Journal reported, that the NSA monitoring of such exchanges, it scared the bejesus out of them. They were like, oh, wow, what are we going to do? They're calling it the enhanced monitoring of Benjamin Netanyahu. It's not so much Israel. Now, Obama has had a hate-hate relationship with Israel, with Netanyahu, since he first came on the national stage. I don't know what his beef is. Maybe it's because of where he was raised and his Muslim upbringing. I'm not saying he's a Muslim. I don't think he's anything. He's just a politician. But for him to now, again, spit in the face of Israel, in my opinion, spit in the face of Netanyahu, and be on the international stage and being caught. Focus on ISIS, man. Look what's going on out there. They're killing Christians. They're killing some Muslims as well. They're trying to take over Syria. They're just on a war path there. They'd like to do it here if they could. And you're worried about what your best friend in the region is doing. Because you really were trying to get him. What the thing was here, Obama was trying to get Netanyahu not to be elected. He didn't want him reelected, and he sent a contingent of people over there. Part of them worked for his 2008 election campaign, and they were trying to sabotage the man because they did not want him to be prime minister. Now, if Israel turns their back on us, which they never will, they've got too much class to do that, and they need us, we need them. I don't think we realize how much we do need them. We're going to be screwed in the Middle East. Truly, and yet he gets in bed with Iran, gives them $150 billion of your money, and they're firing on our ships. Your calls, your opinions, when we come back, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. You're listening to The Michael Savage Show. Remember, check out michaelsavage.com. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Luke Pate here with you in for Dr. Savage, taking your calls, 855-400-SAVAGE. We're talking about a bunch of things that are going on. The U.S. spying on Israel reportedly ensnares members of Congress. U.S. says Iran tested rockets 1,500 yards from an American carrier. And if you think the issue of ISIS and terrorism is not a problem, on michaelsavage.com, check out the article about the London couple who was convicted of plotting attacks on their home soil there. Let's get to the phones. John on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation. How are you?
All right. And you know what? First of all, there's nothing wrong with this country that 100 million Americans singing Onward Christian Soldiers couldn't fix. And you brought up the Grand Concourse before, and that hits home because, for me, that's where it all began. And it is. The Bronx now is a third world country. And they get the best Cadillac benefits, welfare benefits, anywhere, to the state of New York and to the city of New York. And everyone in the country pays for this. Now, because everyone here is in tune to what's going on, this great audience understands what I'm going to say. But you got to realize, the people who want to destroy this country are not talking to us. They're talking to the people who have no clue. I've looked at it closely now, and I'm telling you, every enemy of America has their people inside America, and no matter what goes on, no matter what takes place, if it's a terrorist attack, a tragedy, a criminal act, the borders swing wide open in this country. That is the agenda, no matter what happens. People have to realize refugee status gives you a whole smorgasbord of welfare benefits in this country. And I didn't hear Republicans in 2001 on 9/11, right after 9/11, when George Bush led thousands upon thousands of Afghan refugees inside America, folks. It's up to you, because it is your country. Remember those key phrases. It's your country.
Hey, John, just quickly, I want to ask you a question. When you said the people who want to destroy this country, I actually thought you were talking about our politicians in Washington, D.C. and the Obama administration, because as Dr. Savage covers in Government Zero, No Borders, No Language, No Culture, he lays out how they're trying to bring down this nation.
Well, obviously, they're transforming it. Anybody could want to destroy this country. They don't have to be a terrorist. They might, to me, illegal aliens who vote in our elections are overthrowing my government. They have no right to be voting in my election, but they're going to tell me who my elected officials are going to be, right?
So exactly. Well, that's because with the amnesty programs, and that's on both sides. You've got Obama, you've got now Paul Ryan, you've got Trey Gowdy, you've got Rubio, and even George W. Bush. They all wanted their amnesty because, you know what? When floodgates open and these people come here, John, they're not going to live next door to them. They're not going to destroy their neighborhoods.
Well, you know what the thing is.
I want to hear about what you told him. But thanks for your call, there, John. We don't want to bring up the other guys. You know, we don't want to bring up the followers. We want to keep it here with the Savage Nation. Again, 855-400 Savage. Lou Pate in for the doctor. Let's get back to the phones. Mark again on WABC. Now, Mark, remember, political correctness is domestic terrorism. I say it all the time. What do you think?
You're talking about. Spying on Netanyahu, but you don't bring up the point where he had John Kapala spying for Israel, who actually single-handedly destroyed every CIA informant in the Middle East. Every day they're spying on us.
Pollock is an excellent reference, but I think you're missing the point. The point is that this wasn't your traditional spying. This was an attempt to bring down the Prime Minister of Israel. That's what it was. It was like a coup d'etat without the bullet.
Oh, I mean, come on. You don't think AIPAC has a strong influence on our politicians?
I'm not saying they don't, but I'm just saying is that Obama sent a contingent of people over there, and they were eavesdropping on Netanyahu. Let's face it. Do you think he likes Israel? Do you think he likes Netanyahu?
Yes, he has to like Israel. He has.
No. No, you don't have to do anything. Doesn't have to like them. They're our ally. He should work with them. He certainly doesn't like them. I mean, he's been nothing but disrespectful to the Prime Minister of Israel, Netanyahu, since there were times he came here when he was here in March and he gave that historic speech on the Hill. Obama wouldn't even meet with him. He hid behind some, it's an election in Israel garbage and we don't meet with the leaders when they're up for re-election. Meanwhile, he's trying to not get him re-elected. That's what this whole spying thing is all about. This is not your traditional Cold War spying, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's troubling about it. If Israel walks away from us, what foothold could we ever have in the Middle East? Because right now this administration's afraid to fight ISIS. They're lucky that Al-Qaeda is weakened, but Al-Qaeda is regrouping, and they are getting strong, too.
And
it's only a matter of time before we have more San Bernardinos here. All right, Mark. Well, thanks for your call. Do appreciate it. Al, on WFTW in Florida, welcome to the Savage Nation. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon. I would just like to say that ISIS could attack Disney World and kill thousands without firing a single shot. All they need to do is infect a dozen people with smallpox, wait until they start showing active symptoms, send them into the park, walk right through the front gate, pay your fee, and spend a day having fun riding the rides, waiting in line, bumping up against all those people. By the time this country figured out what had happened, it would be too late. You'd have thousands, if not tens of thousands of people infected. You'd have loose vacationers that are already exposed to smallpox back in their hometowns, coming up with active symptoms and exposing more people. It would be a national disaster, the likes of which we've probably never seen before.
I'll tell you why they can't do that, Al. I'll tell you why they can do it. I'll tell you why they won't do it. The reason is this. They don't get credit for it. It's not grandiose. It's not like the Paris attacks. They're blowing up a bomb outside a soccer stadium. They're massacring people at a heavy metal concert. It's not flamboyant. They want the headlines. You know, they're egomaniacs as much as they are psychopaths. And that's what they go for. If they start a plague and it kills a million people, yeah, they've killed a million people. And even if they take credit, no one's going to actually believe it 100%, except for those on the intelligence side who know what they did. You jump the gates of anywhere and you start shooting people. You've got video, you've got cell phones coming out, you got people making phone calls, texts, social media plays a part. It's all about the presentation as much as it is about the killing. It's not just about killing, it's about making a statement, Al. Do you see?
What happens to business in this country, if everybody in this country had to worry about getting exposed to something like that in public, it would be a disaster. And, ISIS would take credit for it. And they could prove it. All they need to do is track the biology of the strain. It's no problem.
All right, Al. Well, Al, I appreciate your call, but I'm going to tell you why you're wrong. Because if you don't think that you have to worry about your safety here in the United States, I am not fear-mongering, okay? It's happened already. Look at San Bernardino. Look at in Paris, not just the last terrorist attack. Look at what they did to the journalist and the cartoonist, the Charlie Hebdo, earlier in the year. It is truly an amazing phenomenon. And now, what are we looking at down the road? We have Obama. Obviously, the clock is ticking on his administration, okay? And what's going to come down the road? Is it going to be a President Trump? Is it going to be a President Rubio? Or is it going to be a President Hillary? Which, in many ways, could be worse than we have it now. Let me cite for you, in Government Zero, No Borders, No Language, No Culture, Dr. Savage's latest book, Chapter 2, Leadership Post-Obama. This will hit close to home. Bear with me here. We don't know who the Republican nominee is going to be yet, but it still doesn't look like any of the candidates can beat the limber leopard, Hillary Clinton. I called her that in my 2005 book, The Political Zoo, because in addition to being willing and able to change her spots at any time, she has a strength the current president lacks. Unfortunately, she's on the wrong side. She could bring stronger leadership in the wrong direction than we have right now. She may have attended school. She may have not attended school in an Indonesia madrasa, but she's been making friendly with the Muslim groups since the mid-1990s. The president is supposed to be responsible for the actions of his cabinet. But do you really believe the academic-in-chief has any control over the limber leopard? Clinton has been siding with the Muslims since before Obama was even a community organizer. It's a good thing she's not associating with those intolerant, bigoted conservatives. Her husband shares her affinity for the throwbacks. Wolf Boy, Bill Clinton, actually called for the arrests of the cartoonists at the Jyllands-Posten, that's a Danish newspaper, after the riots over their satires of Mohammed and Muslims. Never mind punishing the rioters and the murderers. Wolf Boy wants to arrest the cartoonists for exercising their right to free speech. And that is one of the things that is truly baffling when it comes to the left. They pretend to care about women. They pretend to care about gays. They pretend to care about all of the rights for all of the people. Yet, they side with the Muslims all the time who are against everything. Everything that liberals say they stand for, and I say they stand for because they just say the words. They don't truly stand for that. Let's get back to the phones. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Gary on WABC. Welcome, Gary, to the Savage Nation.
All right, great show, and I tell you what, this is how we got to do it. You got to get all the word out, all the information out. I remember 15 years ago I said you had two choices for president. You could vote for Patriot Jay Buchanan, or you could kiss the country goodbye. The people elected to kiss the country goodbye. And unfortunately, I just see it where the borders are so wide open and millions of people are coming in here. I don't think surveillance is going to really be effective anymore, because how do you do surveillance on 300, 400, 500 million people inside a country? And I don't think the terrorists just want to do terror. Populate Europe
America, Australia, and take over with just pure, pure numbers, and that'll be the way it'll be, and they'll tie down America like the giant in Gulliver's Travel who couldn't get up.
Gary, I say it all the time, and I'll say it again. I'll say it throughout this show. Political correctness is domestic terrorism, and that's what the liberals in this country take part in. Political correctness ad nausea, and they are either too ignorant or too stupid to realize that what they say and the actions of the people that they defend, in this case, Muslim terrorists, it's a conflict of interest. You cannot have both. You cannot say, oh, be tolerant of them. It's their religion. It's a fringe group. It's a rogue group of their religion. And then when you read even the FBI saying they get zero cooperation from Muslim communities around the country, I'm sorry, I'm not buying that it's just a select few. Is it all? No, but it is an overwhelming majority that believe in what the Quran says, and their silence is deafening when they do not stand up and speak out and take back their religion. We're trying to, as Donald Trump says, make America great again, take back your religion. And we don't see that, so their silence tells me that they must support what the terrorists are doing. But Gary, thank you for your call. Do appreciate it. Let's try to get everybody in here. I'll tell you what, we'll take a break. And Chuck, don't go away. And the others will line up your calls, 855-400-SAVAGE. Lou Pate here with you. And if you're just joining us, I just read from Dr. Savage's latest tome, Government Zero, No Borders, No Language, No Culture. That segment I read in Chapter 2, it focuses on Hillary Clinton. Did you know she's in bed? Did you know she's been cozying up with Muslim groups as well as the groups on Wall Street? I mean, come on. She's promising to make hearing aids cheaper if she's elected president. She just said that yesterday. Is there no one that this repugnant human being will not pander to? Oh, man. Lou Pate here with you in for Dr. Savage. And remember to go to michaelsavage.com and sign up for free for the Michael Savage newsletter. Follow him on Twitter at A Savage Nation and on Facebook. Remember, there are numerous Michael Savage books, Facebook pages, and what they are is they're appreciated, but they're from fans. His page is the one with his book, Government Zero, No Borders, No Language, No Culture. Lou Pate here with you on The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYC.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate in for Dr. Savage, the home of Government Zero, No Borders, No Language, No Culture. And, of course, follow all things Dr. Savage on michaelsavage.com and on Twitter at A Savage Nation and Facebook, the one with his book on it. 855-400-SAVAGE. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about U.S. spying on Israel. I was watching the news on TV and they were during the break, and they were saying the NSA accidentally spied on congressmen while spying on Israel. Why are you spying on Israel? Why are you trying? They weren't spying on Israel, as I mentioned a few times. They were trying to take down Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. This is back in March, prior to his election, prior to his historic speech. They were trying to undermine the man. They weren't just curious about what he was doing. In the meantime, they're in bed with Iran. And what are they doing? Firing on us. If you think terrorism, if you think ISIS is not a problem, I implore on you, the listeners, to Dr. Savage's show here, the UK Express, ISIS plotting to slaughter thousands in 2016 and bid to spark huge final battle with the West. If you think that these people are going to go away, this is a generational struggle, folks. It's a generational struggle, and we get caught up here in the minutiae of political correctness, trying to make sure everybody's happy. Everybody can't be happy all the time. These are serious times. They want us dead, and they don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. They don't care anything. They don't care if you're an American Muslim. They think you're a sellout. Let's get back to the phones here on the Savage Nation. Chuck, WJR, welcome to the Savage Nation. How are you?
Thank you very much. You have a great show, and I already have Michael Savage's book. It's a great
book. Oh, you love it?
Yeah, I love it.
Were you hooked on those first nine words like I was?
Yes, I was. It's very, very true. So I'll get to the point. What it is that he spies on Israel, they spy on us. But you mean to tell me we don't have any intel in Jordan, Syria, or anywhere else in this country where before
this woman comes here and ends up killing people in California. We don't have any intel on them, but he has intel on me and you.
Me, you, and Bibi Netanyahu. You and I are in good company, but yes, Malik and Farouk seem to slip through. Go figure. Excellent point, Chuck. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate filling in for Dr. Savage. He will return tomorrow. In the meantime, I encourage you to check out michaelsavage.com, and there you can sign up for a free the Michael Savage newsletter. Again, michaelsavage.com. On Twitter, if you're not on Twitter, don't underestimate the power of Twitter, at A Savage Nation. And as I said earlier, the Facebook page. It is the one that has Dr. Savage's latest book on it, Government Zero, No Borders, No Language, No Culture. I've read from portions of it already. I've cited some examples of it. It's definitely something you want to give as a gift for the new year. It doesn't have to be for a holiday. It doesn't have to wait for a birthday. The sooner you get it, the sooner you're going to enlighten people about what is coming down the road with the tail end of the Obama administration. What to expect from a possible, God forbid, Hillary Clinton administration, and everything that's going on as far as religion around the world, the Pope, ideology, and the demagogues out there. It is truly a must read. You definitely want to check it out. Government Zero, No Borders, No Language, No Culture. If you're just joining us, we talked about the U.S. spying on Israel and accidentally, as they call, that's a quote, accidentally spying on our own congressman. Again, this was an effort to take down Benjamin Netanyahu. It failed. Meanwhile, the administration in bed with Iran, they're testing rockets. One landed 15 yards from an American carrier. And ISIS in the world is a problem, okay? The whole world is going nuts today about Bill Cosby. That's nonsense, okay? And others are saying, well, why don't they focus on Bill Clinton? You say focus on Bill Clinton, they should. Why? Bill Clinton is married to a woman who is running for president, okay? Cosby is a footnote in comedic history. Bill Clinton is married to a woman who might be president, okay? And he has been alleged to be a serial rapist. If he becomes the first husband, for lack of a better term, and she has stuck with him through all of this, what does that say about her judgment? Let's face it. He's been fooling around with her since the day they stepped away from that church and got married. And she has stuck with him because she was using him for power. She's a repugnant human being. He is the scum of the earth, but she will do anything and she will put up with anything in order to maintain power. That is what it is all about. That is what Hillary Clinton is all about. She'll get in bed with the Wall Street bankers. She'll get in bed with the Muslims if she has to. And when I say Muslims, I mean the terrorists, okay? Because to me, Islam is a cancer in the world. And we have this woman who will pander to anybody, get in bed with anybody, except Bill, that is, in order to hold on to power. That's why, back in 92, she sat next to him with that interview when the Jennifer Flowers thing broke and said, I stand by him. And after Monica Lewinsky, I stand by him. Because if she didn't, the marriage falls apart, his political career falls apart, and she loses power. Don't you understand that? That's what it's all about. The woman is a nut for power. So she's not going to focus on ISIS. She's going to focus on ISIS less than Obama has. And what do we have? What are we focusing on here in the United States? A Salon.com article that was picked up from Alternet, and I quote, white men must be stopped. The very future of mankind depends on it. For 500 years, they've exploited their fellow man and plundered the planet. It's time they rein themselves in. End quote. Are you kidding me? As Dr. Savage points out in Government Zero, no borders, no language, no culture, you know, let's look past engineering feats, bridges, buildings going up 100 stories, penicillin, modern technology, the telephone, all of this he talks about. Yeah, the white man is so evil that nothing, of course, some mistakes have been made along the way, but nothing good has come, the left feels, from white men. All of the accomplishments, all of the luxuries and technology that we enjoy today, it comes from capitalists. Capitalists that the left hates. It is truly an amazing phenomenon. They always like to fall back on slavery. And slavery of the black man was a heinous thing, and it was a heinous thing for hundreds of years. But they're all dead. Okay? All the slaves are dead. There's nothing we can do to make them feel better. It was a horrible thing that they had to go through. Why doesn't the left in this world care about slaves today? There's slavery going on in the world today. Again, enter ISIS. Okay, ISIS has sex slaves. Dr. Savage talked about it yesterday. Okay, there was the issue of in the New York Post, it was an exclusive, and I quote, Islamic State ruling aims to settle who can have sex with female slaves. And I know he touched on that yesterday. It's truly repugnant in this world that, you know, they pretend to care about everybody. They want us to apologize for things that ended 160, 170 years ago, but slavery that's going on right now with the enemy who threatens us closest to home, they don't want to have anything to do with it. They want to pretend, like the president does, that it is not in existence. Muslim fundamentalist terrorism does not exist. Do you think Hillary Clinton's going to take it any further? Her husband wanted to have a bunch of cartoonists thrown in jail. And you know, after I read that in Dr. Savage's book, I went on the internet and looked for the cartoons that were published back in, I was 2004-2005, by the Gilard Pastin. And I watched the cartoons, and I laughed. And they were all depicting Mohammed in various ways. And it was funny. And you know what came up at the end? Since it's a Danish newspaper, there was a Danish flag. And then the words appeared on the screen. Freedom of speech. Let's get back to the phones here on the Savage Nation. 855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go out to the West Coast and visit our friends there. Bill, KSFO, the home of Dr. Savage. How are you? Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, first of all, I got to totally agree on your last speech that you just gave on a number of topics. My God, it's hard to imagine that most people are not even, you know, saying exactly the same thing or hearing the message. It's so common sense, everything you just said. My point was, of course, the government, our current government, is spying on Israel. They spy on their own people. Whoever says anything against the regime that's in power currently, they have no problem spying on their own people, so why are we surprised that they're spying on Israel? It's ridiculous.
Well, you know, we know from a few years ago that the Obama administration had tapped the phones of the Associated Press, and I'm sure they have done that to many other people. We know Cheryl Atkinson, from formerly with CBS, has done incredible work and documenting the nefarious spying activities by the Obama administration. I read a piece of hers once where she tells her she's laying in bed at night in her home, and her computer just turned on by itself. And she's standing, laying there in bed, sitting up, watching somebody, you know, meander around her computer. This is not some 16-year-old Korean or Chinese kid messing around on the internet, seeing if he can get into some woman's computer. I guarantee you this was some representative of the government, Bill.
Yes, and you know what? It's just these scumbags that are trying to stay in control and in power. They're not in power to defend our civil liberties. They're not in power to defend the Constitution, which they are hired to do so. These people are scumbags.
All right. Well, Bill, thanks for your call. Well said. You know what it is? They know they can't stay in power forever. That they know. They would love to. Look at Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, carpetbagger senator from the state of New York, First Lady. Now she wants to be president. I truly believe that Hillary Clinton hates the fact that she is a female. I really do. She's all women's rights and all of this baloney. We know about her husband's history, which we'll talk a little bit later about Donald Trump highlighting on it, which she drew first blood, so she made it a She made it legitimate for him to go after her. I truly believe she hates the fact that she is a woman. In her warped mind, Hillary Clinton thinks, if I was not a woman, I would have been president already. If I was not a woman, I would not have to stay married to this idiot, Bill Clinton, for all of these years in order to hang on to power and put up with all of his stupid decisions. That's what I see. She'll never admit it. Let's check out the nation's capital. There must be some sane minds somewhere in there at WMAL. Andrew,
people here, I got to tell you, not many.
That's why they have the river so close. You could jump over to Virginia.
Oh, it's not much better there. Not much better. That's northern Virginia. That's basically Russia. All right. What I wanted to tell you is, I think we got to stop talking about ISIS this, ISIS that, and just say Muslims.
I'm okay with that.
The problem is Islam, and we got to saddle up. We got a big military, big economy for now until Hillary comes president, and we got to go in. And we got to take over these, all of them. Fly the American flag in Mecca. That will solve everything. I mean, it'll cost a couple million lives, you know, and we'll kill some good people. But it's the only sane thing to do. I appreciate you. God bless America.
All right. Well said, Andrew. Thank you very much. Do appreciate it. Let's check out the South in the middle of the country. Let's go to Texas. WBAP Line 6, Leroy, welcome to the Savage Nation. How you doing?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Appreciate your time. How can I help you here on the Savage Nation?
Yes, sir. I was just calling to comment on the where you had talked about the white man the destruction, or whoever had said that. I think more or less it was just a form of when wars have always started, i.e. like when the white Americans from Europe had came here and took the land from the Indians. Fast forward in time, you know, George Bush starting the war. I think it's more or less that type of idealism that certain people of certain ethnicities have. I do agree with you, though. Slavery was a long time ago. And, you know, the slaves and the slaveholders, it's no more. But I think now when you look at it, war is more or less always being done by some fair-skinned person.
Well, that's not true, Leroy. In modern era, obviously, because whites controlled so many things here in America, that is not true. There have been wars going on for thousands and thousands of years on the African continent and, you know, into the Middle East over there, and there were no white men involved at all. Actually, none even existed over there. In China, you have wars going back thousands of years as well. And again, no white men involved. There's the Chinese versus the Chinese. And if you look back to slavery, which I cited, you have a lot of people don't realize because it was misrepresented by Roots. You know, they show them chasing LeVar Burton with the actor who played Kunta Kinte with the net. The way the slaves were, you know this, Leroy, they were warring tribes, black tribes warring against each other, and they would sell their prisoners of war to the slave traders. Doesn't make it right, but that's how a lot of the slaves ended up, you know, coming to, you know, wherever they ended up. So war, Leroy, it's a human condition. The Chinese, you know, the African nation, all the countries there, the Middle East, America. And every country has its history of war since the beginning of time. So, you know, in modern day, yeah, you can say that about America because white men were in power. But historically, it's a human condition. But thanks for your call, Leroy. I appreciate you taking the time from WBAP. We'll take a quick break. But before we do, remember, hey, Christmas is over, but Government Zero, no borders, no language, no culture. I read from it before. I'm going to read from it a little later. It's going to hook you. Don't take my word for it. Trust in and of yourself. Of course, go to michaelsavage.com and sign up for the free newsletter there. Follow the good doctor on Twitter at A Savage Nation, and go to the Facebook, facebook.com, and go to the page that has his book on it. That is his page. The others, they're fan pages. They're appreciated, but that is not his page. Dave, Mike, John, Tony, Charlene, we'll get some estrogen in on this when we return here to The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-C...
Welcome back to the Savage Nation, the home of Government Zero. No borders, no language, no culture. Coming up after the bottom of the hour, I'm going to discuss a CNN ORC poll that says more Americans say terrorists are winning than ever before. And I'm going to give you an example. You're going to want to stick around as to how that was so evident and how it is number one in the minds of people in America, an episode that happened just on Christmas Day. So stick around here at the Savage Nation. But right now, let's get back to the phones. Line 8, WJR Charlene, our first female caller. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes. I wanted to say that, you know, if you wanted to establish a police state, doing what Obama's doing is a good way to go about it. With all these illegals that he's letting in and all these Muslims, you know, you have to have a huge surveillance system put in place. And so, and I think that this is being done on purpose myself. But, you know, I don't know if you agree, but that's what I think, is that this is, you know, the best way to bring in a police state is to do what they're doing now.
I'll tell you what, Charlene, I disagree with you, but not 100%, because we're on the same page in that I think Obama would love to have a national police force. And Dr. Savage and I are on the same page with that, and he mentions it in Government Zero, talking about a national police force that Obama would love to have. But I think the reason he's letting in all of these refugees that are laced with terrorists, that's just simply to pad the voting block for the future of the Democratic Party. So, well, you and I kind of were kissing cousins on this one. We agree, but we disagree. But at the end, we think he wants the same thing, just for different reasons.
Well, we know that who was that last Attorney General?
Eric, I think it's 1947 Holder, who thinks Jim Crow laws still exist and then doesn't think everybody's equal. It's in his own mind. I'm going to buy him a calendar, that guy.
Right. Well, he was being interviewed on television. I saw him, and he said that they want to get rid of our current legal system. That's what all these protests at these universities are about. This is George Soros that's behind this, pushing to change the laws because they want to replace the Constitution. And they even said that, the protesters at Mizzou said that they want a new Constitution. If they don't get it, there's going to be violence. And I
I'll
knew
tell
right
you what, Charlene, they would have to, number one, first read the United States Constitution, which I don't think any of them have. And secondly, they would have to then understand the Constitution, which I guarantee none of them are capable of. But excellent point there, Charlene. Do appreciate it. Again, a lot of the references I'm making are to Government Zero. No borders, no language, no culture. This is the Savage Nation.
You're listening to the Savage Nation on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate here with you. Again, check out michaelsavage.com. Free sign up for the Michael Savage newsletter. You're definitely going to want to check that out. Come on, a freebie. Who's giving away anything free in this sluggish Obama economy? Check out the doctor at A Savage Nation on Twitter, Facebook. Remember, it's the page that has his book on it, Government Zero. No borders, no language, no culture. Just quickly, before we get back to the phones, there's a CNN ORC poll says more Americans say terrorists are winning than ever before. Americans are more likely to say that terrorists are winning the war against the United States than they have been at any point since September 11th. And I'm not, that was just, poll was taken just last week. I'm not going to start crunching the numbers because that is boring and it doesn't stick with anybody. What I'll tell you is this. Christmas Day, Disney World, Florida. People are there enjoying their Christmas day. Be you Jew or Gentile, it's Christmas Day. It's a beautiful day. It's Orlando. The weather's nice. It's December. There were false reports of a shooting in Disneyland. Remember, we talked earlier in the show, for those of you just joining the Savage Nation, about how Disneyland and other parks are installing metal detectors. Metal detectors, that's in Universal Studios, the other park. But here, there were crowds spending Christmas night downtown Disney. Someone spread a rumor or heard something they thought was a shot. The word filtered through the crowd. People at Disney, downtown Disney, stampeded to safety. Here's what happened. There was a reported altercation at a restaurant, and I don't know, some sound happened, led some to believe that shots were fired. People weren't thinking that it was a domestic dispute. People weren't thinking that it was a robbery. People weren't thinking it was gangbangers doing what gangbangers do. People thought it was terrorism. Paris is on the mind. San Bernardino is on the mind. A year of beheadings on the internet. Whether you watched them or not, you know they're there. So a rumor quickly was dispelled by the Orange County Sheriff's Office that this was not gunfire, but at the moment, people fought. In the moment, crowds panicked. They ran for their lives. This is Disney World. Christmas. It doesn't get much purer than that. And someone reported that people were running and screaming and saying, and I quote, "Someone is shooting. Run." Again, it was not a gunshot. I want to make that clear. It was a case of mistaken sound of some sort, but a man identified on Twitter recounted the experience, said he overheard a Disney employee explain the incident started when they thought they heard something. This is a misunderstanding, but the issue here is terrorism is living rent-free in the minds of Americans, and it falls right at the feet of President Obama. Let's get back to the phones here on the Savage Nation. Dave, WABC New York, welcome to the Savage Nation. How are you? Thank you for holding.
All right, thank you. Listen, I just wanted to say I had a little bit of a problem you grouping Muslims in with all terrorists, you know, using it as a synonym. I had dated a Turkish girl for a few years, and I got to say they are very, very far from what you would define as a terrorist. She's actually in medical school now. Her whole family is, American citizens. And her dad works 7 days a week, 8 hours. The day they all learn the language, they would all pretty much abide by Savage's border language and culture in that way. And the guy's actually got a bullet in his back from fighting terrorists in the eastern part of Turkey, serving his country. You know, so when you say, you're on the radio, man. You know, you got to try to enlighten people, not play.
I am. Dave, let me say it to you this way. There's an old expression. I didn't make it up, but I've heard it along the way. Okay. All Muslims are not terrorists, but all terrorists are Muslims.
True. I mean, look at the guy who just shot up the abortion clinic. I mean, yeah, he was a nut, but he was doing it for some... and I'm Catholic, I'm telling you.
Okay, and I'm sure the people you know are fine, but look at the married couple. Look at Malik and Syed Farouk. Okay, a week before they killed those people in San Bernardino, somebody might have called a talk radio show saying the same thing about them. He was born here. He's an American. He met the Middle Eastern Muslim love of his life. She came over here. She became an American. They're enjoying the freedom of religion. They made a beautiful baby together, and they're living the American dream in beautiful Southern California. But nobody knew. They were a sleeper cell. Not saying your friend's family is a sleeper cell, but it's not the individuals, Dave. I am just of the opinion, and we will have to have a spirited discussion, agree to disagree, that Islam is a cancer on the world, and if it is not, people who worship the faith need to stand up and try to take their religion back.
Well, I mean, that still doesn't justify you using Muslim as a synonym for terrorists, though. That's what I'm trying to say. And you saying that on the radio, I mean, you're talking to tens of thousands of people right now. It helps to reconstitute that belief in their minds, you know? And even though, yes, we're living through a time where most terrorists are Muslims, you know? I mean, that's an irrefutable fact. That still doesn't justify you using the synonym that Muslims and terrorists are one and the same.
Why,
you know, I mean, look at the King of Jordan.
Why is there not a million Muslim march on Washington saying those terrorists do not reflect our faith? How come the community is so quiet? How come no Muslims are calling me right now? You're calling and you're a Catholic or a Christian.
I'll tell you exactly why right now, because those Muslims don't even associate themselves with those types of people. First of all, they don't feel a need to apologize for something that they didn't ever did.
I mean, I didn't say apologize, and I didn't say associate. I'm just saying speak up for your faith.
Bring that up.
She could organize a march on Washington. That's not associating with terrorists. She could organize a march on Washington. That's not. No one's looking for an apology. if she truly believes that, the Muslim faith has to take back their religion. They even, I'll give you an example. Oh, I got it right here. Give me 1 second to pull it up. It was in Iran, okay? Hold on 1 second. The Islamic State leader, okay? No, that was him. Rouhani in Iran said Islam must fix its own image. That was in Reuters just last week. This is the theocratical leader of Iran, Rouhani, saying Islam must fix its own image. That's not me.
I know. He's also one of the number one enemies of ISIS, too.
We'll have to leave it there, Dave. Thanks for your call. He's also he is the number one state sponsor of terrorism around the world. That is a fact. So don't kill the messenger. Just because I'm here on Dr. Savage's show, The Savage Nation, preaching the truth about what Islam is, when theocratic leaders in Iran are saying Islam must fix its own image, don't blame me for speaking the truth. Blame them for speak to them for being so quiet. Let's head south, line two to South Carolina, WTMA. Marshall, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, Dave, I'm going to try to stay calm, but a couple of minor points first. I'd be pretty darn pissed off if you told me I had to take a loyalty oath to prove my loyalty to my country. I'll tell you that right now. Or if I had to take a loyalty oath to say I don't hold the Christians attacking abortion center, whatever you are. That's what you're asking for, a loyalty oath. I wouldn't do it.
I didn't ask for a loyalty. When did I ask for a loyalty oath?
Number two.
Wait, hold on. Marshall, when did I ask for a loyalty oath?
Why do you? That's what you're...
No. When did I?
Well, when you say the Muslims must stand up and denounce what the Islamists are doing, or they're part and parcel of the problem of the enemy.
Yeah, so how is that me asking for a loyalty oath from anybody? Come on, Marshall, try harder.
I don't have to prove to you that I'm against the Islamic State.
All right, then. Thank you for your call, Marshall. Perception is reality. We'll just sit back quietly, let the terrorists go on blowing up innocent people at concerts and soccer stadiums, and we'll sit here in America, and I'll have a T-shirt made for you that says, "Political correctness is domestic terrorism." That's my saying, okay, because that's what it is. If you don't want to stand up for Islam, don't! Okay, but then don't get mad at me and everybody else listening out there when the perception is reality that Islam is a cancer in the world and Muslim terrorists are trying to kill us all. Amazing. Let's get back to the phones. Line 8, Eugene, WBAP, Dallas, how are you? Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. You know, I'm a former missionary from North Africa, and, you know, I've been, for years, I taught some things and worked with Muslims, and in this country now, there is a covert and an overt risk. We know the overt one is terrorism, but covertly, we no one's talking about what Islam actually teaches, and Islam actually, among other things, denies that Jesus Christ was ever put on a cross, denies that he was resurrected, denies that he died for the sins of man. Now, what we're doing in our schools, we're embracing Islam to study it more, to study the five pillars, and what you're going to start to see happen in this country in a few decades is going to be the mythology of Christianity and talking about things that we hold as true today will start to become myth, because the school systems will start to embrace and investigate Islam, and Islam directly attacks Christianity, which is a part of the fabric of this country. And so that is a very covert risk, and I'm seeing it as...
So you're saying basically, as Dr. Savage says here many times, and I've said in a lesser way, that as he says in Government Zero, it's so incremental that people don't even notice, and that by the time it happens, it's going to be too late.
That's right, and they'll usher in a different mindset and an indirect indoctrination of Christianity and Islam, and you know, parents are already concerned. You know, Christian parents are concerned about their children losing their faith in universities, and that's what's happening. But it'll happen at the elementary school. It'll happen in high school. It'll happen much younger because we don't have any guardrails up, and we're not even.
Well, it happens too because there's just a lot of distractions out there. Eugene, thanks for your call. As far as, you know, technology and you know, trying to survive in this economy and whether you can afford college, and if you don't go to college, what are you going to do for a living? There's too many distractions. The fractured family home, single dads, single moms, when families are together, when there is a mom and dad present in the house, she's working, he's working, everybody's exhausted when they're not working. You'd think at times like that they would use their faith to find power and strength to keep moving forward, but they just don't. Hey, if you're holding, please continue to hold. My name is Lou Pate. Happy to be here sitting in for Dr. Savage. He will return tomorrow. And again, it's number 3 on the New York Times bestseller list and moving up. Government Zero, no borders, no language, no culture. Follow the doctor on Twitter at A Savage Nation. And don't forget to sign up for free for the Savage newsletter at michaelsavage.com. You are listening to The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or Swiss America.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate here with you, the home of Government Zero. No borders, no language, no culture. That's the doctor's latest book. It is fantastic. I am holding it in my hand. You can find it at michaelsavage.com. And while you're there, sign up for the Michael Savage newsletter. Of course, check him out on Facebook. It is the Facebook page with said book on there. Robert and Jim are here. They're doing a fantastic job. I don't do this alone. I have their help. They're shepherding me through, and couldn't do it without you guys. You're doing a fantastic job. Robert had sent me a story that says agents nab Pakistanis with terrorist connections crossing the U.S. border. This was in the Washington Times. So if you think terrorism is not a problem, folks, you're living in Obama's dream world where there is no terrorism. There certainly is no Muslim terrorism. Chapter 7, I'm going to get to the phones in just a minute. Government Zero, no borders, no language, no culture. Chapter 7, The Sleeper Awakens. Okay, this pertains to what we're talking about, folks. And Dr. Savage writes, as I've said many times about this administration, it doesn't matter whether they're playing for the other side or just clueless academics in over their heads. Either way, the results for the American people are the same. These progressives are a clear and present danger to the American people every day they remain in office. We can't necessarily just wait for Obama's term, to wait out Obama's term. Either Hillary Clinton certainly isn't talking about doing anything different. Picking up right where Obama have left off, she's talking about LGBT activism, income inequality, and global warming. As I've discussed in other chapters, she's been friendly with the Muslim world for decades. We don't have the time to wait for the right people to get elected. Without a serious opposition party, it may not matter who wins the election. Besides, the sleeper cells already started to wake from their slumber. In April, Abdirahim Sheikh Mohammed was arrested for plotting to attack police and military personnel after returning from ISIS training camp in Syria. The initial reports sounded like something Obama's sorority had scripted from its latest press conference. Mohammed was initially described as an Ohio man and a U.S. citizen. You might have thought this was just an average local boy who fell in with the wrong crowd and was led astray. In reality, Mohammed was a Somalian immigrant who was already plotting to commit terrorism within the United States when he became a U.S. citizen in 2014. His communications with his brother indicate that becoming a citizen was all part of the plot to become an ISIS agent within our borders. How did this man become a U.S. citizen? Where was the DHS, the TSA, and the rest of the security apparatus our billions fund? How does an immigrant from Somalia get through the process to become a citizen and receive a U.S. passport while NSA is intercepting the phone and email metadata on every man, woman, and child in this country? Could it be they are looking for Somali terrorists? Are they spending too much time targeting conservatives for tax audit?
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Good afternoon and welcome back to The Savage Nation. Lou Pate in for Dr. Savage, who will return tomorrow. In the meantime, we're talking about a lot of things, and we encourage you to take part in the conversation, 855-400-SAVAGE. Remember to go to michaelsavage.com and sign up for free for the Michael Savage newsletter. Make sure you follow him on Twitter, at A Savage Nation, and also Facebook. His Facebook page is the one with the book, Government Zero. No borders, no language, no culture. We've been discussing the book, referencing the book, reading from the book, and also taking your calls on a lot of different things. We're talking mostly about terrorism. For those of you just joining us, it's worth a mention. The United States got caught spying on its own congressman because it was spying on Benjamin Netanyahu in an effort to take him down prior to his reelection earlier in March this year. Dr. Savage talks about that historic speech in front of the Congress and the Senate in his book, Government Zero, No Borders, No Language, No Culture. So we have that. We have the issue of Iran, who we're in bed with, thanks to John Kerry and President Obama. And they have firing rockets. One landed 1,500 yards from an American carrier. Truly an amazing phenomenon. And as we all know, as 2015 comes to a close, it is not a popular time to be a white man in Obama's America. Oh, the media will have you think that the police are gunning down black men, hands up, don't shoot, and all the other lies that come. But meanwhile, we have the racist Salon.com picking up a column from Alternet saying white men must be stopped. The very future of mankind depends on it. For 500 years, they've exploited their fellow man and plundered the planet. It's time they rein themselves in. What planet are these people living on? Meanwhile, we have ISIS terrorists who were caught crossing the border, Afghanistan terrorists trying to get into the United States. We have a couple in London, we touched on this earlier, convicted of ISIS-inspired couple trying to blow up places in London. They have been convicted. They were going to do it against to celebrate the 3/11 bombing of the train many years ago. ISIS living in the head of Americans, panic at Disney World on Christmas Day when someone thought a shot was fired. It wasn't, thankfully. People sent running. It's crazy. It's kind of still a lot we have to get to. Remember, if you're listening in California on the great KSFO, you have, as of January 1st, police can confiscate your guns without asking. This is all Obama. Beginning January 1st, police in California may confiscate firearms from gun owners. It is truly an amazing deal. But let's get back to the phones because it is you, the listeners, who are important here on the Savage Nation. Let's go to Keith. Keith, WNTW in Virginia. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you. Hey, I want to submit that Iran is not the number one Muslim state sponsor of terror. I say it's Saudi Arabia, and I say number two is Turkey. I don't know where Iran falls, but if you just look at it, you can find those two countries have spent a lot more money on terrorism. Turkey's buying all the oil from ISIS. They've spent
Keith, I'm not going to disagree with you on that. I'm going to say to you that Saudi Arabia is a terrorist nation. The royal family there are a part and parcel with the terrorists. They are just better at concealing it. I guess Iran with their, you know, Ahmadinejad was there for a while, and now you got Rouhani. They're a little sloppy. Remember when all of the young people protested in the streets and they sent snipers out? They killed that young woman. I think she was only 19 years old, a college student. They are just sloppy. I don't think they're as sophisticated as the Saudis. And what you say about Turkey, that's true. But, you know, on paper, it is Iran, but it's a photo finish. It's a horse race. And does it really make a difference if one is a nose hair ahead of the other, Keith?
I think Saudi is way more than a nose hair beyond what they spend on terrorism. All their Wahhabi mosques they fund around the world, even in our own country, in Europe. You know, you got the Bin Laden family. How come all these Saudis got to fly out of the United States on the morning of 9/11 when nobody else could fly?
That's an excellent question. Why does the United States do so much business with Saudi Arabia? I'm with you, Keith. I'm not arguing with you on that. It raises a lot of questions for both Democrats and Republicans, who I am adamant about do not have our best interests in mind.
That's right. I don't still want to put up a false boogeyman for us. We got to get the truth out of these little weasels.
I'm with you, Keith. Thanks for your call there from WTNTW. It's one of those things where I said this the last time I filled in for Dr. Savage. They throw these petty arguments out there, and we get hung up in the minutia. A lot of people over water coolers at bars, arguing liberal versus conservative, conservative versus liberal, Democrat versus Republican. The Democrats and the Republicans in Washington, D.C., not the main street, not you and your uncle and your aunt and your sons and your daughters. The Republicans in D.C. are vermin, okay? They don't care about anything but themselves and power. And add Hillary Clinton into the mix, and it's only going to get worse. Let's go to our nation's capital. JWMAL, welcome to the Savage Nation.
All right, thanks for having me. Honestly, I'd just like to say you're just really talking a bunch of nonsense. I really think you know nothing about Islam. You're really just spewing a lot of political fear-mongering propaganda. I mean, honestly, if anybody knows anything about religion, they would know that Muslims, Jews, and true Christians worship the same God. As Muslims, you know, we don't believe in different religions. We believe in different books that were sent to different prophets and messengers, and the Quran being the last one. Jesus, all of them, they're messengers of Islam as well. We just believe that, you know, over time, people change the teachings of the Bible, of the Quran, I mean, of the Judaic book, the Torah. And so Quran is supposed to be the last and final book. But I really don't, I think you know nothing about Islam. I mean, I'm just sitting here listening to your radio station, and like you, Savage, who all these other Hannity.
Okay, listen, Jay, in a bubble, and you want to preach lies. Let me ask you this. ISIS, Al-Qaeda, terrorists of the day, are they not?
Listen, these groups.
That's a simple question, yes or no?
These groups just came out. Like you're basing some kind of like.
All right, let me ask you this: in the name of Islam, is terrorism a problem in 2015 going into 16?
Yes, terrorism is a problem, but you're defining terrorism as like a Muslim issue when like.
Well, I don't see any Christians or Jews or Hindus or anybody else taking part in terrorism.
What?
I don't see any Christians, Jews, Hindus, or any other faith taking part in terrorism modern day. Who's threatening the world? Who's killing people at concerts? Who's killing people in the workplace? Who's lining people up on the shores of the Middle East and beheading them? Is it Catholics? Who's killing Christians in the Middle East? Muslims. And you come here with this garbage that I don't know anything about Islam. I never claimed to be a scholar on Islam. I know one thing about it. It's a cancer. It's a cancer in society. And if Muslims want to change that perception, well, they'd better stand up and start shouting. When you have the leader of Iran saying Muslims have to fix their own image, there's a problem. When a terrorist is telling you that Muslims have to fix their own image, don't you think that's a problem, Jay?
Muhammad, and you judge by the Quran, which honestly, nowadays, you can just Google English translation Quran, and you can see everything in the Quran.
Talk about not listening. Talk about keeping your head up where the sand is. One more time. Do you know who Rouhani is in Iran?
Listen, I know you're just trying to get me to answer your silly question.
So you're in denial, Jay. Don't waste everybody's time here on the Savage Nation, okay? People are working, they're commuting. You're talking gibberish. You are the problem, okay? Political correctness is domestic terrorism, okay? And you're not even taking part in political correctness. You're just lying. You're lying because you don't want to hear the truth. Islam is a cancer. The world knows it. Even theocratic leaders know it. They have an image problem, okay? It's a problem across the world. Everybody is concerned about Muslim terrorists. Kevin at WMAL, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, how you guys doing? Real quick, I was going to address two examples, one here in the States and one in Paris, as far as the breakdown of the culture gradually. But just real quick, the reason we do business with some of those countries in the Middle East, I'm not agreeing with it. You know, sometimes the enemy of your enemy is your friend. And so
if I had to sum it up in a word there, Kevin, I would just say it's greed.
Well, no, I understand the oil argument. And to your point, Obama's kept us from creating our own oil base so that we have to continue to do business with the Saudis and others. But that being said, it used to be that we had very large warehouses there of equipment ready to go if something broke out in the Middle East. And so that's part of the reason that we used to do business with the Saudis. We would have had a better location if we wouldn't have gotten pulled out of Iraq. Instead of leaving 10,000 troops behind, 5,000 Al Assad, 5,000 Balad. But that's another story. But that's part of the reason we do business with some of those countries over there, because we got to have a platform to, you know, project from. That being said, back to your original...
And in saying that, Kevin, we shouldn't be alienating our number one ally in Israel.
I could not agree with you more. However, you cannot... And remember, the Saudis, since last war... The Saudis have actually, and the Egyptians have not been that big of an issue when it comes to Israel. And so, but let's say we moved everything in Israel. There's not enough geographical space for us to use it as a power projection platform. I'm not agreeing with doing business with them. I hate it. But I'm just telling you, that's part of the reason. Oil was the big driver in the past. But part of the reason it's still been there for the last 10 years or 15 years is because outside of Kuwait, that was our power projection platform. In Kuwait, you got the same issues you got in all the other countries. So it is what it is. Back to your original question, the breakdown of Christianity and American culture. If you remember back in the early 90s, it was NYPD Blues or whatever the show was, and because I was in college at the time, and it was a national outrage when the one cop, they showed the back of it, they showed his butt on national
TV. That was the actor Dennis Franz.
So think about
Dennis Franz, and trust me, if there's anybody in Hollywood where you don't want to see their lower end revealed, it's Dennis Franz. he's not exactly an oil painting, as they say.
Right, and so that was national outrage that was in prime time. And now I can turn on any movie channel on cable, and I can see soft porn at 8 o'clock in the afternoon.
You're right. And Kevin, it's what Dr. Savage talks about in Government Zero. It's about whittling away our symbolism, whittling away our traditions so incrementally that you're not going to, when you realize, hey, what are we doing here? It is going to be too late, and this is seemingly the master plan.
Absolutely. And the only other thing I'll mention, and I'll let you go, is if you look at Paris about 4 or 5 years ago, they had a bunch of protests because their unemployment rate in 21 to 30-year-olds, I think, was...
I remember that, yes.
Something. They had all those protests, and most of those protests were from the immigrant side. And the problem they had with those when they were trying to break them up was because it was too dangerous for the police officers to go into those neighborhoods and patrol the neighborhoods because they had allowed them to create their own little mini countries inside of France. And now you see what you have. And that's the exact same thing that we're looking at right now with the current president and others would like to see. They'd like to see Greece for whatever reason. They'd like to see us be Greece. They'd like to see us be Spain. They'd like to see us be France. And all you got to do is look at those governments, the issues they have, the problems their economies have, problems their economy has with younger unemployed people. Just keep going down the list.
And no, Kevin, you're right. Listen, any version of communism and socialism, no one can cite me historically one that has ever worked. And you know, under Lenin and others, you know, tens of millions of people have perished because of it. And I'm not even talking about the ones he murdered. I'm talking about the ones that starved to death due to the failing economy. But Kevin at WMAL in D.C., thanks for your call. We'll take a quick break. If you haven't done it yet, the end of the year is coming. And if you want to be in touch with what's going to happen in the political realm over the next year, the answer is Government Zero, no borders, no language, no culture. I got hooked after the first 9 words. I read the first paragraph and I read some other captions. Buy it for yourself, buy it for a friend, but definitely buy it. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2600.
Welcome back. back to the Savage Nation, the home of Government Zero. No borders, no language, no culture. And, of course, check out Dr. Savage on Facebook. His page is the one with the book. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to shift gears. I want to get in, as we hit the home stretch of the show, talk about the presidential election and what's going on there with Trump and Rubio and so on and so forth. I cited earlier a CNN poll that said the majority of Americans feel that terrorists are winning, you know, the war on terror, even though you're not supposed to say that anymore. I'm going to cite here another CNN report that says, in advance of President Obama's final year in office, there is widespread dissatisfaction with the way the country is and has been governed. Now, trust me, it pains the people over at CNN that they have to do this, that they have to report on this. If they could, they would probably skew the results, but they can't because there's too many eyes looking in from too many directions. You've got the majority of people, both Republicans and Democrats, both sides of the political island, express sentiments that 75% of Americans say they are dissatisfied. I mean, that is incredible. 69% are somewhat angry about the way things are going in the country. It is truly an incredible phenomenon. This is the fuel that is rising Donald Trump to the top, that has risen him to the top, excuse me, and is keeping him there. What else is fueling it is the D.C. stupidity. Politicians in Washington, D.C., they think you're dumb, okay? They think I'm dumb. They think Dr. Savage is dumb, okay? And everybody associated with support for Trump is a bigot and a racist and so on and so forth. They can't comprehend the anger that people are feeling, the insecurity that they're feeling over terrorism, the insecurity that they're feeling over the economy. Okay, this is something that it's all overlapping. People get up and they go, if I go to the mall, am I going to get shot? If I go to the mall, can I afford anything? You know, Christmas just went. I'm sure a lot of people spent money on their credit cards to make their kids happy because it's Christmas time, that they don't know what they're going to do next month when the bills come in. And politicians in Washington, D.C., many of our WMAL listeners to the Savage Nation know, okay? Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate here with you. Glad to be in for Dr. Savage. He will return tomorrow. In the meantime, hey, don't get me in trouble, folks. Check out Government Zero. No borders, no language, no culture. You're definitely going to want to check it out if you missed it earlier. I read some segments from there. It's one of those things where it grabs you and it does not let go. And if you're into the whole political scene, you're definitely going to want to read it. And you will be smarter for it. You will impress your friends. And then from there, you could then impress everybody else. So we were talking about terrorism and the issue of terrorism as we head into New Year's Eve. Terrorism is on the mind of Americans. I talked about what people thought was a gunshot at Disney World on Christmas and people running. Turned out to be a false alarm. 6,000 cops are going to be New Year's Eve in Times Square. And news just breaking on Reuters that Brussels' New Year's fireworks has been canceled over attack fears. The Belgian authorities in the capital of Brussels just today called off the city's traditional New Year's Eve fireworks display, citing fears of a militant attack. Now, you know, we have the head of ISIS, what's his name, Baghdadi, coming out and saying the caliphate is growing and we're going to get you on your own soil. And as Robert and Jim and I have talked about, whenever terrorists come out like this, you always have to be mindful of it. Obviously, you're not just going to dismiss it. But when they do hit, it's when you least expect it. Paris, both times. Charlie Hebdo and the concert and the soccer stadium and the restaurants. San Bernardino, 9/11, and so on and so forth. Mumbai, Bali, the trains in Madrid, and so on and so forth. There was no warning before that. They didn't come out and say, we're going to do this. They just do it. And so, obviously, there's threats out there for New Year's Eve in Las Vegas and New Year's Eve in New York, where all the big ones are. But they don't cancel anything. They prepare for it. For the Brussels authority, for the Belgian authorities in the capital of Brussels to cancel their fireworks, tradition in that country tells you something that they know more that they probably can't even tell us. And it is a responsible act. It's sad for the people there. It's sad for the kids. It's a horrible way to say goodbye to an old year and ring in a new year. But federal prosecutors said that two people have suspected who were suspected of plotting an attack in Brussels on New Year's Eve. They've been arrested during house searches in different parts of the country. And together with the Interior Minister, this is a quote, together with the Interior Minister, we've decided to not have the celebrations on Thursday evening, end quote. That was the Brussels mayor said that. And I'll tell you what that is. Okay, when they arrested those two people and they got them under the light, I don't know if they were putting pliers under their fingernails and squeezing or if they just cooperated, but they told them something. They told them information that caused them to cancel this celebration. This does not happen. They just not say, "Oh, we're going to cancel it." It's not the way big cities around the world works. This would have to be, you've heard the term credible threat. The term credible threat is almost, you know, it's getting jaded now. People hear credible threat and they're kind of like, hear that all the time. We heard it's a credible threat. For Brussels to cancel their New Year's fireworks, you heard it here on the Savage Nation first, is a big deal. Hopefully nothing will happen there. We'll keep our eye on the situation. But that is a fear that many people here in the United States have. And we've talked a lot about terrorists today. We talked a lot about ISIL. We talked about what I call the cancer that is Islam. We've talked about political correctness is domestic terrorism. That's my own saying. I love it. Feel free to borrow it because that's what it is. We're too busy in this country paying attention to being politically correct. And while Obama and the left in this country is doing this, steering us in this direction to focus on gay cupcakes and to focus on whether someone can shine their shoe, or focusing on whether a white cloud is racist and so on and so forth, the terrorists are coming. They're coming in through our open borders, okay, with no borders, no language, no culture, and they are getting into the fabric of our society. I read to you earlier, the sleeper awakens in Government Zero, no borders, no language, no culture. They're here, okay? And it's only a matter before these random attacks happen. That's not me being irresponsible. That's not me fear-mongering. That is me telling you what's coming, okay? I'm telling you what's coming. Dr. Savage has written a book about what's coming from 50 different avenues. And nobody wants to listen. Hence the rise of Donald Trump. The establishment doesn't know what to do with him. Quite frankly, I think the terrorists would like to have him in office because they'd like to take him on to see what he's got. But I do believe there's concern there because he is a tough talker and he will back up what he says. And that is why that's why his message is resonating. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. I was up. I couldn't sleep. I was flipping through channels, and I came across a rebroadcast of Special Report on Fox News. And there's Charles Krauthammer spewing the same old stuff, you know, about Trump, and it's going to fail. But I've been wrong before, so now he jokes. Don't go by me. The point is they don't know what to do with him, okay? The Democrats will say, yeah, bring Trump. He's a buffoon. Behind the scenes, they are worried about him. Hillary is worried about him, and she should be. I think Hillary is worried about what he knows privately about her and Bill. Because everything that we know in the public, that's just all window dressing, the affairs and all the salacious details. When Trump sent that tweet to her last week and said at the end about, you know, you're going to bring up women's issues, I'm paraphrasing, you're going to bring up women's issues, I'm going to bring up Bill. He says at the end, and I quote in capital letters, be careful. It was almost in a mocking tone. What that is code for, what that be careful was code for, in my humble opinion, was, I know things about your husband the public does not know. And I am not afraid to go there with it. I will go there. And that's what he was telling her. Now, you know, Hillary's going to, because she's a woman. I know people who say, I want to vote for her because she's a woman. Listen, that doesn't work that way. You get someone in there who's good. You get someone in there who's going to protect the country from terrorism. You get someone in there who's going to move the economy forward. That's what we need. I don't care who it is. I don't care if they're Jew or Gentile. I don't care if they're white, black. I don't care if they're female. I don't care anything. You get the best person for the job. You don't say, oh, I want Obama because he's black. We tried that already. It failed. Okay? We put a guy in there, sold himself as black, even though he's 50% black and 50% white. He is as much black as he is white and vice versa. Okay? That's why I always joke when people call me racist. I always say, against Obama, I'm racist. Am I racist against the 50% of him that's white or the 50% of him that's black? You tell me. So we have the politicians like Rubio pandering. You have the politicians like Hillary pandering. You have the politicians like Cruz, who's kind of kind of snake-like, you know, a little the peristaltic movement of Ted Cruz meandering through the crowd, making his way to the top of the polls in Iowa. It's very impressive because he's nowhere. You know, Tony Soprano, James Chris Christie is trying the tough talk. That's not working. Ben Shapiro, Dr. Shapiro tried the, Dr. Carson tried the soft talk. That was working to a point. The terrorists blew him off the map. People want a tough talker. They don't want a policy wonk. They don't want someone who's going to, yeah, he'll give out an economic plan and he'll get out a plan for this, a plan for that. It'll be 10,000 pages. Nobody will read it because nobody reads anything politicians want. It is what I have said before many times. It is a popularity contest. The presidential race is all about your personality. It's about likability. It's about what you look like. It's about what clothes you wear. It's about if you're going to end up on TMZ, of all things. It's a popularity contest. The masses that vote, the 60 plus million that will vote in 11 months, they're not reading policy. They're not reading your economic plan. They're not reading about your social programs. They don't care. All people want to do is be entertained. And the presidential race is more important than entertaining people, but that's the only way to get them to the game. Now, Trump is entertaining, and he has a strong message. I don't bow, and I don't pray at the altar of Ronald Reagan, but I did like Reagan. Okay, he was not without his faults, but overall, I felt he had a good presidency, a great presidency. If you know, we had the recession in 83, he rebounded, he won 49 out of 50 states in 84, he rebounded. A lot of people pray at the altar of Ronald Reagan, I don't, but Ronald Reagan had that charisma. Okay, it wasn't his policies that got him elected, it was his charisma. It was his tough talk against the Iranian hostages, okay, that were being held. The Iranians did not want to deal with Ronald Reagan, and although it was kind of a political move to have them released the day of his inauguration, that was theater, but whoever set that up on the Reagan team was smart to do that. Donald Trump has that charisma, okay? He has that chutzpah, and even though he can be a little crass at times, he has that likability. If you don't love him or hate him, he has that likability. Some people love to hate him, and he is resonating with people. There was a poll just last week that said he is rising in popularity with blacks and Hispanics. Okay? Let's face it. Although the media would like to have class warfare, although the president would like to pit white against black against white, brown against both, gay against straight, and so on and so forth, as Dr. Savage points out in Government Zero. I knew I heard that somewhere. As much as Obama would like to pit us against each other, we all have the same concerns. First of all, we all want to live. Secondly, we want to live well, and we want our families to live well. Okay, if you're dead from terrorism, that can't happen. So there was a poll that just said that amongst blacks and Hispanics, Trump's popularity is rising. Now, you know, he's not going to win the overwhelming majority right now, but there's a possibility. Obama got like 98% of the black vote, and I think 92% of the black vote in 12. Trump is looking at between blacks, it's like 38%, and amongst Hispanics, it's like 35. Those numbers might be flipped, but they're both within that margin of error of like 34% to 36% in favor of Donald Trump. This is unheard of for a Republican. Okay, and the media wants to tell you, oh, the Republicans hate minorities. Look at the Republican lineup. Okay, you got Ted Cruz, Hispanic. You got Rubio, Hispanic. You got Ben Carson, a black man. You got Carly Fiorina. I can't stand her, but she's a woman. Okay, and then you've got the rest, Christie and Trump, white guys. Okay, everybody else, Rand Paul, it doesn't matter. Okay, he's going away. He never was, actually. So, and then you look over there, you got Bernie Sanders, and you got Hillary Clinton. Who's the more diverse of all the candidates? Not do you like the candidates, who's the more diverse? People see this. People are not stupid. Government thinks you're stupid. Obama thinks you're stupid. The liberal Democrats in Washington, D.C. most certainly think you're stupid. But the joke's on them this time. Because of Trump, we're paying attention more so than we normally would have. And they didn't count on that. They count on us not to pay attention until like sometime around the conventions. We'll take a quick break. Lou Pate here with you on The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282, SAVAGE.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate here with you as we head towards the top of the hour. Remember to check out the good doctor on Facebook. His Facebook page is the one with his book, Government Zero, No Borders, No Language, No Culture. On Twitter, at A Savage Nation. And it can't be said enough, folks. Government Zero, No Borders, No Language, No Culture. It is the foundation of so much of what I talked about today. Aside from reading from the book, a lot of the points I made come right from what I have read in the book about the trajectory of the country, about Obama, how Obama wants to bring us down, and what would happen if Hillary Clinton ended up in the White House. The sleepers amongst us, the sleeper awakens in reference to ISIS terrorism. People are focusing on the wrong things in this country. You know, Bill Cosby and other things that don't matter. And the toilet paper on the back of someone's shoe that nobody can get off for the media, for the Democrat establishment, and for the Republican establishment is Donald Trump. Okay, and now there's a new. If the Republicans can't get rid of Donald Trump, the Democrats can't get rid of Donald Trump. We all know the media has tried ad nausea to get rid of Donald Trump, and now, well, there's a new Google Chrome add-on that allows users to eliminate mentions and photos of the Republican presidential candidate online, essentially creating a Trump-free internet. Now, this sounds funny. But they're calling it a description of the Trump filter extension, says it's part of the antidote for Trump's, and I quote, toxic candidacy. You know what this sounds like to me? This sounds very socialist. This sounds like very government getting in there and, well, you know, we're going to burn the books. Okay, we're going to eliminate you from the internet. Okay, that's what it is. The UK government, who has its head up you know where, banning Dr. Savage, not allowing him to go there. The UK government has responded to a petition to ban Donald Trump, but stops short of taking action. The UK government has responded to a petition calling Donald Trump to be blocked from coming to Britain. Well, he'd be in great company because Dr. Savage is blocked too. How do I get on this list? Maybe to help me get out there. So how do I get on this list? Banned in Britain. It's a badge of honor. Trump and Dr. Savage. But Trump is not banned yet, but it is up there. You got about 500,000 signatures that have been garnered so far. And the government in the UK says it does not routinely comment on individual immigration and exclusion decisions, but says the Home Secretary has said that Donald Trump's remarks in relation to Muslims are divisive, unhelpful, and wrong. Now, on the surface, folks, this sounds comical because it's so ridiculous, but it is dangerous. It's like what the Nazis did. It's what they do in China when they make you disappear. Remember the guy in front of the tank, Tiananmen Square? Whatever happened to that PSB? Huh? Poor sorry. You know, go in there. Okay? It sounds ridiculous, but you do not think that the White House is in touch with the big minds at Google? You don't think that this is a plan? We can't get rid of Trump, so let's just eliminate him from where people go. The internet. The power of Twitter, the power of social networking. Hey, I got to run. That's it for me. Remember, check out Government Zero, No Borders, No Language, No Culture. Special thanks to Robert. Special thanks to Jim. Dr. Savage returns tomorrow. My name is Lou Pate. You're listening to The Savage Nation.